You're listening to Naked Girls Radio, and it's me, Sandra London. You're about to listen to my hot audio erotica. This story is an erotic short called The Sweetest Death. Enjoy.
Boy.
The clutch, the thrust, your cock, my bust. Ooh, shimmy, shimmy, shimmy. Ooh. Gimme, gimme, gimme your lust. The throttle, the glide, you want to slip and slide. Ooh, wiggle, wiggle, wiggle. And side, real high, you ride. My lust.
Boa noite, senores y senores deputados. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is Sunday, November 18th, 2012, and you're now listening to Playtime with Sandra Radio. I'm your hostess, Sandra London of LiveAndGrind.com, broadcasting to you live from Southern California in connection with Blog Talk Radio, TuneIn Radio, iTunes, Digital Podcast, and Naked Girls Radio. I will start out tonight's broadcast with the song Miracle by Nonpoint.
Oh, you're
That was the song Miracle by the group called Nonpoint. For the second song in the evening, I will play, I'm going to play She's a Dime by Legendary Inc., and then I'll be right back with you. Here you go. You know what? It's not here right now. Hold on. I'm going to play Sexy Woman by Petey Green, featuring King Biazi and Cheech Marley. And then I'll be right back with you. There you go.
She likes her. Oh, boy. Yeah.
Mike Mula Productions.
And I was drinking, and chilling at the bar, but you kept me waiting. And the night moved up the fire, and she slowly kept me. And she lying on me, asking what could go be.
Mike Mula Productions.
Okay, I'm at the spot and I'm feeling good. I ain't worried about my problems, left them in the hood. Now I'm topping up with Shorty and she's slipping slow. And she asked me, yo, your boy, to take it pretty slow. So we do a little dance and it's pretty strange. Cause she got me wanting to get deeper in the brain. Sex is on her mind and I can feel it too.
Mike,
I
wanna
do the same thing that you wanna do.
Huh.
So we do be crazy and they always have a life. They know what to do with a lady. I told her I can get deep up in the walls, make me feel like time. Now she grabbing on me crazy, telling me she wanna have my baby. You know we see the green, that nigga 5'9".
Mike,
you
been trying to say I don't
like you.
And we chilling at the bar, but you said we went home. And the night we get some fire, and she slowly kissed me. And she said, crying on me.
Mike
and Mula Productions.
And the night ain't good for fire, and she's always tripping. And she's dancing and whining on me, asking what's it gonna be. Wait till later, she's holding drinking. And we're chilling at the bar, but she's sexy winning. And the night ain't good for fire, and she's always tripping. And she's dancing and whining on me.
Mike Mula Productions.
Okay, that was Petey Green featuring King B.I.Z. and Cheech Marley with their song Sexy Woman. Okay, so tonight is the evening which is for the American Music Awards. I'm like always on during awards nights. Isn't that special? Always on Sunday nights. So thank you very much for those of you tuning in here with me tonight. I feel so honored, so awesome. But anyways, I was looking at some random tidbits about the American Music Awards real quick, so I'll just spat those out briefly here. And I wanted to let y'all know I made a rap song of my very own, like, probably about an hour ago, and it's called Yummy Pillows. And I'll read it. I'm not a rapper, but I will surely try. I'll do something, some kind of rhythm to my rhyme in just a minute here. But anyways, yes. The American Music Awards were created by Dick Clark, rest in peace, in 1975. Was it three or five? I'm seeing five, but I wrote it. My handwriting might be horrible right now. For ABC, when the network's contract to present the Grammy Awards expired. Unlike the Grammys, which are awarded based on votes from the entertainment industry, the AMAs are determined by a poll of music buyers. So this is the 40th annual one of those. So, woohoo. Should I read it now, you guys, or, I don't know, later, now? I'll just go ahead and do it now. We'll see how it comes out, yeah? All right, here it goes. Yummy pillows. I say what's up to all my bros, licking toes and pantyhose. Moving up, move on up. To my yummy brown pillows. All my fellas on the prowl, how you hanging? You well and down? You know I like Z-Doggy style, so tight, so pretty, brown and wild. Make it long, make it last, shoot your loaded shotgun blast. Now it's on, and now you know. Line 'em up, boys, row by row. The end. Yes, there you go. That was Yummy Pillows, written November 18th, 2012, probably about 7 p.m. or so. But there you are. And here is a song by the professionals here. I'm going to play Slave by Skinwalker, and then I will be right back with you. Here we go.
We'll be right back.
Customer, sir. I am here to give you what we give every passenger on Hello Kitty Airlines. I'm personal vibrator in the event of an emergency.
Well, how does that work?
Well, first, you're in the aisle seat, the emergency exit row. So would you be willing to assist with calming the passengers in the event of a crisis?
Sure, I think I could.
Okay. So basically,
familiarize.
I'm a flight attendant. Yeah. So familiarize yourself. It's this here. It's called the Hello Kitty vibrator.
Mm-hmm.
And what you're gonna do in the event of distress, emotional or otherwise, it will assist passengers by delivering this to their hand that they may use to calm themselves.
Well, can you show me? Like, I give it to you and.
Sure, I can do a demonstration.
Okay.
Definitely, sir.
So it's a time of stress right now.
Time of distress. You hand it over.
So it's like, ooh, I'm in distress.
Yes.
Okay.
And you would be giving it to me,
right.
Though.
Because you're the passenger.
Okay, yes.
Okay.
I am in distress.
Oh, here.
Help me, sir.
Have this Hello Kitty thing. It will help you.
How will it help me?
I think what you do is you use it to comfort yourself.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like
that. And I think you turn it on.
Yeah.
Does it vibrate?
Oh, no. Okay. Well, in the sense that it does not work, yes, one can still receive calming.
Right,
really?
So I think
then you'd have to advise them to do it here.
I think right there, that's where you do it. And I think you move it around a bit.
Okay.
Yeah, like that. Yeah.
There?
Well, yeah, there.
Or direct pressure.
Direct pressure.
Yeah, that's good.
There you go. In there.
Okay.
We really should get some batteries to make sure it really works.
You really should, but for demonstration purposes, I think we'll be okay.
Are you sure?
Yes. Thank you, sir.
Oh, sure. Well, thank you.
You may continue to sit in the emergency aisle.
Yeah, I want to.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Okay, that was Grisado with the song Apidao. Okay, so let's see. All these things I've been mentioning in the past few episodes about the Lakers, yeah, they didn't choose Phil Jackson. They went with, I believe, Antoni instead. And yes, there we are. And Kareem Abdul-Jabbar was just honored with a statue this past Friday, afternoon, with a 16-foot tall statue at the Staples Center in honor of, his history with basketball and the Lakers and with just how awesome he is. So congratulations, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. And so, excuse me, everyone, if I'm a bit flustered. I'm actually doing, like, a test draft run thing of videotaping myself while doing the show, so that I will be doing this for your viewing pleasure in the very near future for all the shows to come. So, yay! Woohoo! But yes, and... ooh, there was another really cool story I saw online just last night. I'm going to try to pull it up real quick. It was about a film festival in Rome. Excuse me, geez, I'm having whatever. Okay, yeah, so the Rome Film Festival, one of the top prizes went to an Italian erotic flick. That was called, and they call it Summer. And so it was booed during the screening, but it actually scooped up two prizes at the awards ceremony, and it was by director Paolo Fanci, who won the Best Director prize for his steamy tale of a man unable to have sex with the woman he loves, but who harbors a passion for prostitutes, which strains the couple's relationship to breaking point. So... yeah, I guess it was somewhat controversial, yet it ended up snagging not one but two prizes. And top honors went to Larry Clark, the American cult director who directed Kids and Ken Park. I'm sure plenty of you are aware of those movies and how very interesting those are. But he won the top prize for the film Marfa Girl. So I wish I could have been in Rome to see it, although I know not too far away in Venice, they had all this flooding going on, so we've all been awash and astir, so maybe I don't wish I was there. But in any event, I'm happy to hear about these controversial film directors receiving the recognition that perhaps they might deserve. I have no idea, but I'd love to check those two films out when given the opportunity. But yeah, that was a cool story that I saw last night. And I also saw one about, there was a Grand Prix in Macau. And that's a place I've always wanted to visit, Macau, an island near Hong Kong. They just finished their Grand Prix there, and they have a wine, what is it called? Not a club, what would you call it? I'll have to pull up that article in a little bit later, but where it features Portuguese wines and things of this nature, as it was formerly Portuguese territory. And most recently, within the past decade or two, I believe, yes, they've been claiming their independence more and more, but still, I'd love to check out those Portuguese wines, wouldn't you? But anyways, let me give you another song here. And then I'll be right back with you. The call-in number is 858-815-2333. Well, once again, 858-815-2333. And I will play Black Metal Rose, and then I'll be right back with you. That was Black Metal Rose by The Fierce Creatures. Okay, and then for the next the next song I'm going to do is... I have way too many songs in here, you guys. Excuse me. I'm going to do... Which one? Darn it. Hey, why not? Okay, I'm going to do Elephant Song by 72 Hours. And then I will be right back with you. Here you go. It's the audio recording of my interview with porn star Lily Cade, and I will play it for you just as soon as I pull it up here, and then I will be right back with you. But please do enjoy. This is the Lily Cade interview from livinggrind.com. Here you go.
Going? Are we rolling? Hello. Yes, we are. Hi. You're watching Songs in London TV and the Living Grind in LA.com all at the same time. I'm Sandra London. I'm here with
Lily Cade.
And Lily Cade is awesome. We just got done shooting our second and third
scene. Our second today and our third overall.
Yes. So we've had a good, fun time, and
we were just having sex right where we are right now.
Very true. Yeah.
And we got this.
Yeah, this is our,
I don't think you were wearing this.
I was not. She broke my pearls, you guys. Isn't that terrible?
No.
They're going to be as fashionable.
I know.
It's fine. They're replaceable. Anyway.
I knew they came off.
But Lily's going to tell my readers and viewers a bit about herself. I'm going to chime in every now and again, but I'm going to give her the kitchen.
Hey, so I'm Lily Cade, and you can find more of me at lilycade.com, which is LilyCade.com. And I've been in porn since November 16th of 2008. And I'm an adult performer, I'm a girl performer, and I'm also a director. So my directorial debut is a movie called Art School Dykes, which is awesome, and you should get it. And the next movie that I direct is just called Hard Working Girl.
When is that coming out?
Art School is out in December of 2010. And Hard Working Girls is going to come out in October.
Where can I find Art School Dykes?
Anywhere adult you can eat better.
So everywhere.
Yeah, if you go online.
Hot movies,
it's not a hot movie, but you can get the DVD on Universe or Adult DVD Empire, GLA Raleigh, wherever you buy your adult DVDs. And you can also get the scenes that I'm in on my website, lilycade.com.
There we go.
So if you don't want to see the parts that I wasn't in, just go to my website.
All Lily, all the time, lilycade.com.
Mm-hmm. And there'll be content of her on there too.
And how much is that per month?
$19.99.
Okay. Guys, sign up.
And it updates once a week with a video update and once a week with a photo update. Occasional bonus updates, because sometimes I have 5-minute clips or something that doesn't constitute an actual update, and I just throw it on there.
There you go.
What else about me?
She's
I'm really good at what I do.
She is. Look at her. Oh. You guys know already, I like redheads, right?
Yeah.
Here's
her.
Here's more red hair.
Ooh. Damn.
Wow. She's brash and bold and beautiful, and that's why she's awesome. But yeah, tell us more about what got you interested in creating your own company, like what made you want to do your own thing.
I'm a film school grad. I went to USC Film School, University of Southern California, not the one on the other coast. But I always wanted to make movies, and I just kind of fell into porn. And pretty much from the moment that I got into it, I wanted to make my own stuff, my own movies, my own content. And last year, actually Cinco de Mayo of 2010 is when I officially started my production company and started filming my own content. Mm-hmm. So I shot for my own site, of course, and then I shot for Good Day Porn, for Homegrown Video, for Nightingale Pictures, for Philly Films, and for Girlfriend Films. And directing is what I really love. I absolutely adore performing. Don't get me wrong. Performing is amazing. But I also absolutely love directing, and that's what I always wanted to do.
And did you attend, a theater-based high school or any type of thing?
I actually went to Catholic school.
Very interesting.
So for high school, and then I went to USC for film school.
Do you have any Catholic schoolgirl things in anything that you've shot?
The thing is, I don't think I've ever shot a Catholic school play yet in life. I shot one Catholic schoolgirl scene, but it has not come out, and I don't think it will ever come out. I got hired by this kind of like crazy director from New York. She was a short, tiny, tight, muscle-bound little Asian chick. And she hired me and Torrid, who I think the only form that Torrid has done is the movie Tomboys with me. But she hired me and Torrid to do a scene where I was like the bad schoolgirl and she was a good schoolgirl. So I was actually kind of dressed like a cowboy, like flannel shirt, cowboy hat, black 501 Levi's. And she had us actually messing around outside a school, a real school in the valley. And she like, I'm smoking and washing Torrid, who's wearing the schoolgirl outfit. And then I come over and kind of like start seducing her. And the director yells, "Go down on her! Blow the smoke up her twat!"
Right in front of school.
I do. Right in front of the school. And I'm really sad, actually, that this scene never came out, because we didn't complete the sex in front of the school, but we started it. Like, I went down on her for a while outside an actual working high school. And on the same movie,
are
I
you
also
sure
had...
Are you sure this should be filmed right now?
Hey.
go.
Hi. And we're signing. Oh, excuse this. Okay, there we go. Oh. There we go. Signing off.
Bye.
Bye. LilyK.com. Sandra London TV on YouTube. And liveandgrindinla.com. Bye.
That was my interview with the lovely Lily Cade. The video version of that is actually on my website, liveandgrind.com, but you have to, like, dig very deeply to find it, I believe. But it will be available on Sandra London TV, which is now housed on vimeo.com, later this evening or at the very latest tomorrow afternoon, probably this evening. So you can feel free to fill in the blanks with visual input later on tonight or tomorrow. But yes, so there you are. And I'm going to play the song Black Files by Apurion, and then I will be right back. Here you go. And that was Opus number 6 by La Flor de Olmedo. Classical music can be so sexy sometimes, wouldn't you agree? So, as I say, good evening to everyone tonight. I hope that you all sleep tight, have very sexy, wonderful, pleasure-filled dreams, and I will be speaking to you all again next Sunday evening, 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and ta-ta for now. Hello, all you sexy naked girls radio listeners. Have yourself a naked day and make it a naughty night with me, Sandra London, on Playtime with Sandra every Sunday night, 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10 p.m. Central, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.